I like to play me latest chart topper. It's called Me Fans Are Stupid Pigs.
The following training video contains performances by highly trained professional criminals.
I think the message to psychos, fanatics, murderers, nutcases all over the world is do not mess with suburbanites because, frankly, we're just not going to take it anymore.
What are you doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I had to get that there crossroads last midnight. Sell my soul to the devil.
What did the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, he taught me to play this here guitar real good.
From the highways and byways of Tallahassee, Florida, to Motor City, Detroit, to find my true love. If you gave me a million years to ponder, I would never have guessed that true romance and Detroit would ever go together. And to this day, the events that followed all seem like a distant dream. But the dream was real, and was to change our lives forever. I kept asking Clarence why our world seemed to be collapsing and everything seemed so shitty. And he'd say, that's the way it goes. But don't forget, it goes the other way too. That's the way romance is. Usually that's the way it goes. But every once in a while, it goes the other way too.
Thank you. she's mad, she looks so good. I wanna hold her, wanna hold her tight. Get teenage kicks right through the night. I'm gonna call her on the telephone. Have her over cause I'm all alone. I need excitement, oh I need it bad. And it's the best I've ever had. I wanna hold her, wanna hold her tight. Get teenage kicks right through.
I love that you get cold when it's 71 degrees out. I love that it takes you an hour and a half to order a sandwich. I love that you get a little crinkle above your nose when you're looking at me like I'm nuts. I love that after I spend a day with you, I can still smell your perfume on my clothes. And I love that you are the last person I want to talk to before I go to sleep at night. And it's not because I'm lonely, and it's not because it's New Year's Eve. I came here tonight because when you realize you want to spend the rest of your life with somebody, you want the rest of your life to start as soon as possible.
let me meet you at the pool. Maybe Friday I can get tickets for the dance. Now take you, ooh, won't you tell your dad, get off my back. Tell him what we said about painted black. Rock and roll is here to stay. Come inside, well, it's okay. Now shake you.
Kiss the girl. You got to kiss. kiss the girl.
So when did you know, like, that she was the one for you?
October 21st, 1975.
Jesus Christ, you know the fucking day?
Oh, yeah. Because it was Game 6 of the World Series. Biggest game in Red Sox history?
Yeah, sure.
My friends and I had slept out on the sidewalk all night to get tickets.
You got tickets?
Yeah. Day of the game, we're sitting in a bar waiting for the game to start, and in walks this girl. It was an amazing game, though. You know, bottom of the 8th, Carbo tied it up at 6-6. It went to 12. Bottom of the 12th, in stepped Carlton Fisk.
Old Pudge. Steps up to the plate, you know, he's got that weird stand.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, bang! He clocks it, you know. High, fly ball on the left field line. 35,000 people on their feet,
yelling at the ball, but that's not because Fisk, he's waving at the ball like a madman.
Yeah, get over! Get over! Get over! And then it hits a foul pole. Oh, he goes apeshit, and 35,000 fans, you know, they charge the field, you know?
Yeah, and he's fucking blowing.
Oh, no, he's like, get out of the way, get out of the way!
I can't fucking believe you had tickets to that fucking game!
Yeah.
Did you rush the field?
No, I didn't rush the fucking field, I wasn't there.
What?
No, I was in a bar having a drink with my future wife.
You missed Pudge Fisk's home run?
Oh, yeah.
To have a fucking drink with some lady you never met?
Yeah, but you should have seen her. She was a stunner.
I don't care if
No, she lit up the room.
I don't care if Helena Troy walks into the room. That's game six.
Oh, my God. And who are these fucking friends of yours? They let you get away with that?
They had to.
What did you say to them?
I just slid my ticket across the table and I said, sorry, guys, I gotta see about a girl.
I gotta go see about a girl?
Yeah.
That's what you said?
I had.
And they let you get away with that?
Oh, yeah, they saw in my eyes that I meant it. You're kidding me. No, I'm not kidding you, Will. That's why I'm not talking right now about some girl I saw at a bar 20 years ago and how I always regretted not going over and talking to her. I don't regret the 18 years I was married to Nancy. I don't regret the 6 years I had to give up counseling when she got sick. And I don't regret the last years when she got really sick. And I sure as hell don't regret missing a damn game.
Need a new love. Yeah, I'm ready. Want my time. Yeah, I'm willing. Show when there's nobody, I'll be your man. Yeah, I'll be your man. Time gets tough, oh, they get tougher. Hold on to me, I got you, darling. River is deep,
I love you. And not in a friendly way. Although I think we're great friends. And not in a misplaced affection puppy dog way. Although I'm sure that's what you'll call it. I love you. Very, very simple. Very truly. You are the epitome of everything I have ever looked for in another human being. And I know that you think of me as just a friend, and crossing that line is the furthest thing from an option you would ever consider, but... I had to say it. I can't take this anymore. I can't stand next to you without wanting to hold you. I can't look into your eyes without feeling that longing you only read about in trashy romance novels. I can't talk to you without wanting to express my love for everything you are. And I know this will probably queer our friendship, but I had to say it. Because I've never felt this way before. And I don't care. I like who I am because of it. And if bring this to light means we can't hang out anymore, then that hurts me. But God, I couldn't allow another day to go by without just getting it out there, regardless of the outcome. Which, by the look on your face, is to be the inevitable shoot down. And, you know, I'll accept that. But I know that some part of you is hesitating for a moment. And if there's a moment of hesitation, then that means you feel something too. And all I ask, please, is that you just not dismiss that. And try to dwell in it for just 10 seconds. There isn't another soul on this fucking planet who has ever made me half the person I am when I'm with you. And I would risk this friendship for the chance to take it to the next plateau, because it is there between you and me. You can't deny that. Even if we never talk again after tonight, please know that I am forever changed because of who you are and what you've meant to me.
Cause baby, I'm an anarchist.
Yeah. Thank you.
Amid the chaos of that day, when all I could hear was the thunder of gunshots, and all I could smell was the violence in the air, I look back and am amazed that my thoughts were so clear and true, that three words went through my mind endlessly, repeating themselves like a broken record. You're so cool. You're so cool. You're so cool. And sometimes Clarence asked me what I would have done if he had died, if that bullet had been 2 inches more to the left. To this, I always smile, as if I'm not going to satisfy him with a response. But I always do. I tell him of how I would want to die, that the anguish and the warmth of death would fade like the stars at dawn, and that things would be much as they are now. Perhaps. Except maybe I wouldn't have named our son Elvis.